Today we are continuing yesterday's lesson titled, A Colorful Crown. So this article is about flower crowns that are popular in Ukraine. And flower crowns are generally a fun and bohemian way to accessorize for a lot of people, but for the women of Ukraine, they call it a vinok. That's what it's known as there, the flower wreaths. And it's a tradition that dates back to pre-Christian pagan ceremonies in Ukraine. And Bridget and Miles discuss the flower crowns and particular the resurgence of the popularity in the country. And Bridget starts out by asking Miles for a bit of help, and she says that he has an eye for color, and she's trying to pick out a flower crown for her wedding, but she keeps choosing colors that clash, and that's what she wants help with. And Miles says sure, and he comments that the photos are gorgeous, and also that the crown is much bigger than he had imagined. And Bridget explains that's because they are traditional vinoks. And she says that her fiancé's family is from Ukraine, and she thought that would be a nice sign of respect for their Ukrainian culture. And also, the wreaths are beautiful, so she would want to wear them, just because. And Miles says that he doesn't know a lot about Ukrainian culture, but he's surprised that more people don't know about these types of flower crowns. And that's because he says they're quite a statement piece. And Bridget says that they've gained more popularity in recent years as Ukrainians have gotten more in touch with their roots. And she explains that during the Soviet era, a lot of the local traditions were discouraged. And Ukrainians had to walk a fine line between participating in the Ukrainian traditions while also keeping within the Soviet uniformity. And Miles also notes that the recent uprisings in the country have probably sparked more interest in traditions in Ukraine. And Bridget agrees with that. And she says it's very common for women to wear the binok or wreath and traditional garb at a wedding or festival, but they've become more widespread. So you can see them in different places, such as a baby christening, birthday parties, and restaurant openings.
今天我们延续昨天文章讨论到关于乌克兰的花冠。那乌克兰花冠呢，对一般人来说，它可能就是一些比较有趣或者是没有那么正式、没有那么传统的一个装饰方式。但是对于乌克兰女性来说呢，花冠其实是他们的一个传统的仪式，而且这项传统可以追溯到乌克兰的非基督教时期。那 Bridges 跟 Miles 就讨论了就是花冠在乌克兰的复兴。那一开始的时候 ，Bridges 就问 Miles 说，他可不可以帮他，因为他对颜色比较内行，因为呢，他想要在他婚礼挑选花冠，但是他一直没有办法挑到就是好一点的颜色，因为他挑的颜色一直在撞色。那 Miles 就说，当然了，那他看了这些照片之后，他就觉得这些照片很高雅，那花冠也比他想象中的大。Bridges 就说，因为那些花冠呢，其实是乌克兰的传统花冠。那因为他的未婚夫的家人其实是来自乌克兰，所以在婚礼上面如果佩戴花冠的话，对他们文化是一种敬意，一种很棒的表示。所以呢，他就是选择要戴花冠在婚礼上面。那 Miles 就说，我不太了解乌克兰文化，但是一般来说，就是花冠可能对一般人来说是个装饰品，所以他不知道花冠的传统意涵有这么大，所以这意涵没有那么多人知道，他觉得很有点惊讶。那 Bridges 就接着解释说，是因为近几年乌克兰人意识到他们的根源性，所以就是花冠开始受到关注，受到欢迎。那苏联统治的期间呢，当地的传统是不被就是鼓励的，所以呢，乌克兰人就必须在乌克兰本身的传统跟苏联的统一性之间拿捏妥当。那 Miles 就说，对，因为最近乌克兰的文化觉醒已经就是让大家对乌克兰传统感到有更多的兴趣。 Bridges 就说呢，没有错，就是除了在婚礼或节日上面之外呢，其实就是你在一些婴儿的洗礼、生日派对或者是餐厅开业上面，其实你也可以看到更多人戴着花冠。
Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to a dialogue.
So most Ukrainian brides wear the vinok at their wedding? Yes, but the tradition dates back to Kupala night celebrations, which was originally a pagan holiday. The wreath is meant to symbolize purity and fertility. So Miles asked Bridget, so most Ukrainian brides wear the vinok at their wedding. So Bridget is planning on wearing it, and he wants to know if it's common for other Ukrainian brides to wear the wreath as well. And Bridget says yes, but the tradition dates back to Kupala night celebrations. And Kupala night is a traditional Slavic celebration of the summer solstice, or the shortest night of the year. So it's not just in Ukraine, it's in other Slavic countries. And it's full of traditions, like jumping over a bonfire, and there are a lot of superstitions surrounding it. So Bridget says that, yes, it's very common for Ukrainian brides to wear the flower crowns at their wedding, but it doesn't date back to traditional Ukrainian weddings. It goes back to Kupala night. And she says it was originally a pagan holiday. And she says that the wreath is meant to symbolize purity and fertility. And fertility is the ability to produce young. So most of the traditions of different holidays, if you have to wear something special, it has meaning, and in this case, the wreath is supposed to symbolize purity and fertility.
Miles 他就问 Bridget 说, so most Ukrainian brides wear the vinok at their wedding, 就说呢, 大部分的乌克兰新娘会在婚礼上面戴花冠吗? 那 Bridget 就说, yes, but the tradition dates back to Kupala night celebrations. 他说对啊, 就是他们会戴花冠, 但是呢, 这一项传统要追溯到异教节日的仲夏节。 The wreath is meant to symbolize purity and fertility. 就说呢, 这个花冠它象征着纯洁跟丰饶, 那这边有一个名词 fertility, 就是指丰饶, 就是生育方面的丰饶, 或者是繁殖力。
I can see why they are popular for weddings. Traditionally, the vinok would be made the day before the wedding. The bride's friends might work until dawn to complete the wreath. Miles says he can see why they are popular for weddings, and that's because they symbolize purity and fertility, also popular themes at weddings. And Bridget says that traditionally the vinok would be made the day before the wedding. So not anymore, but in traditional Ukrainian culture, it used to be made the day before the wedding, and she says that the bride's friends might work until dawn to complete the wreath.
Miles 就说呢, I can see why they are popular for weddings. 我明白为什么花冠在婚礼上受欢迎了, 因为花冠它就象征着纯洁跟丰饶。 那 Bridget 就说, traditionally the vinok would be made the day before the wedding. 传统上呢, 花冠会在婚礼的前一天制作, 那可能就是现在的制作方式就跟传统不一样。 The bride's friends might work until dawn to complete the wreath. 就说呢, 新娘的朋友们可能就需要熬夜到天亮才有办法完成这一个花冠。